Well, we've got a game seven and more football than you can shake a stick at. Let's start shaking anyway. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, Zhong Li, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776, and it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. If you call, text, tweet, send a raven, body paint, whatever you do, however you reach the show, put odds on it. What are the odds we're going to have a fun show today?
I think we should. I got to tell you, I'm a little down.
Really?
I don't know what's going on with me. I don't know if I ate enough today or what, but I feel like drained of energy for some reason.
So that's not good, because I was going to need you to carry me more than usual today, because I came in a really not great mood.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I didn't have my car today because this is going to be real pleasant, but this friend of the wife's from Canada is coming down to spend like 5 days with us because I guess there's a big quilt convention at the George R. Brown. And she's a
quilt convention?
Yes. And apparently it's a huge deal. It's like one of the biggest in the world. She's a quilter. I don't know what the hell that means. I don't want to know.
Is she a hobbyist quilter or is she a quilter by trade?
I think she's a hobbyist quilter, but she makes a pretty good chunk of money on these things.
Okay.
Doing it on the side. So she's staying with us for 5 days, which, okay,
the quilt show lasts 5 days?
Yes, apparently. Well, it lasts till Sunday, so she's got to be there for, I guess, Thursday, Friday. So 4 days, same thing.
I mean, maybe I'm wrong. I've never been to a quilt show. But can you imagine, where's the quilt show at? George R. Brown?
George R. Brown, yeah.
Okay, let's just imagine you go down to George R. Brown for the quilt show.
I'm not going.
I'm just saying, put yourself in those shoes of a quilter. You go to George R. Brown. Let's say you spend 5 hours at the quilt show, which is it seems like a long day.
I think she's got a booth there, so I think it's going to be longer than that. It's like an all-day thing.
So she's actually set up.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was like just looking at
stuff. Oh, no.
I was how much stuff could you possibly see?
No, she's taking her stuff and selling it.
Oh, good Lord. Well, I guess that makes sense, but it's still a bit of a pain in the ass. Where is she from, Canada?
Yeah, well, they grew up together. They both are from the same little high school in the middle of nowhere, Saskatchewan. So she's and they lived when the Canadian was in Toronto, they lived like across the street from each other. So they're like lifelong friends, which I can't wait to hear all the stories.
Do you like her?
Yeah, she's cool, but I don't like anybody being in my place.
I'm with you.
Now, every now and then, my friends come over, they pass out and sleep on the couch. That's not a problem.
Not mine.
But when you're going to be there for 5 days, and I mean, our place is big, but it's only got one bedroom. Yeah, it's got just a big living area, so we've got a bed for her for the living area. But that's where I hang out. That's where I stay up at night. When I get in trouble and have to sleep on the couch, that's my place. So I'm already kind of not looking forward to this, right? Well, so the wife decides, I need your car to go pick her up at the airport. I was like, just have her take an Uber or something. You know, get me, do whatever. She's like, no, she wants me to pick her up and... can you just take the bus to work tomorrow? I'm like, no, I'm not taking the bus. I'll get a...
Doesn't your wife have a car?
No, she doesn't have a car anymore. She doesn't need one.
Because she walks to her job.
She walks to her job, yeah. The only time she doesn't is if it's raining, I'll take her in the mornings. But otherwise... So she starts, basically shames me into taking the bus. Like, you don't need to spend $25. You can spend $1.25. Like, look, if I want to pay... I don't want to have to sit on a damn bus.
Yeah, I don't think your wife understands what it's like to be a bus person in a major metro city.
Well, just because she likes to ride it sometimes, that's her thing.
She rides the bus?
Not very often, no. But she'll do it to go to places. Like if she's going to come meet me down here for something, I'm like, dude, don't do that.
Man, I honestly don't know anyone who rides the bus.
Neither do I, and I don't want to.
I know people who bike around town.
Oh, yeah.
I know people who walk to where they need to get.
See, I actually thought about riding my bike today. because I'd rather do that than get on the bus.
Yeah.
But there's I can't put it on the car. I don't have a bike rack on the car. So there's, wouldn't be any way. And I don't want to ride it home at night because people are crazy. But
I mean, I could have took you home.
Well, but it's out of the way for you. But she's coming to pick me up. It's not a problem because, she's picking her up at the airport at like 5:30 and then she's going to come get me and no big deal.
Oh, is the friend going to be with her?
Yes.
So someone's going to ride in the back seat of your little clown car?
It's not going to be me. I can tell you that. I'm driving
it. Oh, no.
Yeah, it's...
Is her friend a great big fat person?
Val's going to have to be the one to ride in the back. We'll just leave
it
at
that. Oh, no.
And that's fine.
Because when I picture someone who is set up at the quilting show, yeah. I picture a big, giant, frat lady like Buffalo Bill would say.
I wouldn't say...
Was she a great big fat person?
I wouldn't say that. But I would say...
But would Buffalo Bill have kidnapped her if he had the chance?
I don't think she's tall enough for him.
Okay.
But I would say, when I think quilter, I think frumpy. That's a pretty fair description.
Okay. Is she frumpier than us?
Yeah, a little bit. Anyway.
Oh, that's frumpy.
Regardless. But not, not disgusting or anything.
She's probably not listening, right? She's at the quilt show.
She's on the plane right now, I'm guessing.
Oh, then
because she doesn't land until 5:30.
Well, why are you, sidestepping the issue here?
Oh, because at some point we'll be out somewhere this weekend and somebody will run into us and, hey, so that's the one you called frumpy. Yeah, thanks, buddies. Because my friends, they'll do that.
You should have just said, well, that's the one AJ called a big, giant, fat person.
Yes, I didn't say that. But see, now I kind of have. And
you've alluded.
Yeah, a little bit. So... Regardless, I haven't done the bus since I can't tell you. I can't tell you the last time I was on a bus.
No,
it's been since the last time I bitched about it.
We're not a bus person. None of us are. We're evolved.
Well,
the three of us here.
I have no. And see, this is what drives me nuts.
We can't make it in that world.
Well, she has no problem paying an extra X amount of dollars for first class when we fly, but.
Didn't her parents pay for that?
No, we paid for that.
I thought you said her parents paid for
class. No, we paid for that.
Oh,
her parents quit paying for stuff for us a long time ago. They realized that they didn't have to. Which, her big mouth, oh, no, we're doing really well. Okay, well, I guess we don't have to pay for you to come here. Regardless, so now I forgot the bus. I know the bus number, but I don't know where the stop is, right?
Right.
So I walk over to where the stop used to be, not realizing they've changed all of them.
Okay.
And so that's it's already about a quarter mile walk. So I figure, okay, well, this thing used to go down Smith and turn down Elgin, so I'll just walk down Smith. One of these stops has to be.
It has to work eventually.
Right. No. I keep looking at the numbers, and they're all, completely different. And I'm like, what the hell? And so now I'm thinking, just get a friggin' get me or something. Just do something.
But you kept fighting.
But now I'm kind of like, you know what? I'm going to get shamed if I do that. And she's going to say it was an excuse.
Can you not Google it and figure it out?
Well, I looked it up, and it said it's the same bus number, and it goes to the same place.
And here's the other thing. If you would have taken an Uber, how would your wife have ever known?
Because it comes out of the same account. See,
is she going to, fine-tooth comb it and say,
yes,
I told you to take the bus this day?
Yeah, she's an accountant. She gets a freaking alert on her phone every time I spend anything.
Oh,
boy. So that's why I keep my separate gambling account for stuff that I, when I spend way too much on beer.
That'd cause a divorce at my house. That's a rough situation there.
But, so I wind up walking about 2 miles, and it's, by the way, it's freaking 100 degrees out there.
Yeah, it's a roasty day.
And finally I get to Elgin, and I'm like, okay, I walk down Elgin for a while, find a stop, figure, okay, this is it. Sit down, starts raining.
It's what happens when you're a bus person.
And it's not covered. Right. And I did notice one thing today. There is not a single attractive person on a bus.
No, of course there's not.
In that way, I fit in perfectly. But
what were you expecting, to find a 9 on the bus?
I would have settled for a 3. A 3 would have been fine.
Hot chicks, they're not about that public transit life.
And I'm talking about the guys, too. This is the scary part.
There are, now, in other cities where the, Chicago has the train system, New York has subways, you're more likely to find decent-looking women on those.
Yeah, but...
But, I mean, here...
Not here, no.
No way.
In Texas,
if you don't have a car... I mean, you're almost subhuman. There's some people who ride their bikes, which I think that's good. I think that's responsible.
And you're being active. And
yeah, you live in an area where you can bike wherever you need to go. I respect that. So some people don't have to have cars, I guess. But if you ride the bus, you're in a different category of people.
Well, and of course,
you're a bus person.
I get on this damn thing, and it's crowded as hell. And the woman sitting next to me, because I always try to get a spot where I don't have to sit next to anybody. Well, forget that. There's people standing in the damn thing. And
were you a stander or a sitter?
I was a stander at first, and then
you found an open seat.
Yeah, and then I sat down. And of course, she's got to have a conversation. And I made just another terrible error besides the bus in the first place. I remembered this too late.
No headphones?
No headphones.
Yeah.
I mean, I have these headphones, but I'm not putting those on. That would look weird. And
it would still, people wouldn't talk to you.
Yeah, and that's.
So what's weirder?
But
looking
like,
weird to bus people?
I know.
By the way, you wouldn't have looked weird on the bus. There's people doing way weirder stuff than wearing studio headphones on the bus.
Like the woman talking on the phone to whomever and saying something to the effect of, I don't know who the father is. It could be any one of about 20 of you guys, but you're the only one I know with any money, so you're taking care of this.
Bus people will have very private conversations in public setting. No problem.
Is this really happening? Is this really happening? So, yeah, I'm kind of in a... And plus, it also took, because of the walk and everything, it took me 2 hours to get here. I haven't eaten today. I was going to stop and grab a sandwich or something downstairs. No, didn't have time. So, yeah.
You were here not too...
I was here at 3:45.
Yeah.
Is when I walked in.
You could have got a Subway sandwich.
No, because then if I did that, I don't know that it would get done in time, and then it's 4:02.
Send the intern down.
I'm not sending an intern down with my credit card. I don't trust those people.
That's true.
I don't know any of them. It's all right. We're just going to do a... We're going to do a What Are the Odds show today. What are the odds I'm done whining?
Probably not.
Well, it'll just be nice to... It'll just be nice to get my... I just want my car back, damn it. All right. Quick break.
Your wife's not listening to the show right now.
No, of course not. She's
on the way to the airport, isn't she?
No. She won't be going there until about 5.
Even if she is, let this be a lesson to her.
Well,
she tried to make her husband become a bus person.
She shamed me into riding the bus. And I'm a grown boy. I could just say, screw it. I'm going to do whatever. And then just, you know, the old worry about what they say later bit. And it's just like, eh. But no, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I love walking 2 miles in 95-degree weather in a black shirt, carrying a way too heavy computer bag because I have too much crap in it.
No way.
El Jefe just sent us a story about a quilt company that got its trailer stolen overnight, and it was worth $125,000.
See, that this quilt stuff is...
It's a real thing.
It's a big business, huh?
Yeah. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 975.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. We're talking about misleading headlines. Poker News just tweeted this out. Gordon Vio put up a battle, but ultimately found himself as a runner-up in this year's main event. He didn't put up a battle. That guy was awful. For a seasoned pro, heads up, that was some of the worst, most timid poker I've ever seen.
I heard some, was it an Asian guy won?
Yeah, an Asian guy who used to own a nail salon.
Yeah, in Vegas, right?
Yeah. I never play poker with a guy that owns a nail salon.
No way.
That just doesn't work. But he played very just out of his mind aggressive poker.
Jamie Gold style.
Yeah. And
I hate that.
Well, but actually you would have liked the way this guy played because it wasn't quite – because Jamie Gold kept catching cards.
He did.
This dude wasn't catching them. He was
just bullying with nothing.
He was just bullying him. And there's one hand maybe we'll get to later in the show where he basically bluffed him out of a huge pot. And even – and all the, you know, Norman Chad and Antonio Esfandiari are like, what the hell? How's this guy still firing at him? And the other guy just won't call. He played so tight, so weak. And that's fine. That'll get you to a final table. And obviously it did. And he's a hell of a player. But, man, you got to mix up your game a little bit, brother. He cost himself some money there. Really, the guys who finished second and third, I thought both played for being on that stage. And I don't know what it's like to be on that kind of stage down to three. Maybe I would choke like a dog too. But they did not play well. And Vio had no excuse for losing that because he had a big chip lead. And he just, you know, played timid. And yeah, it's not going to win you tournaments. At that point, it comes down to the player, not the cards. And the better player won last night. So that was actually, things worked out really well because the Rockets game was over early. And then the World Series game was over in the third inning.
It pretty much was.
So I was able to watch my hockey game and watch the poker. So
yeah,
it worked out pretty well.
I watched that stupid game. But I don't know. I don't know why, but I have a decent feeling about tonight. Maybe I shouldn't. You know, I that was just not close last night. But the one thing that went well for the Indians was they did not have to burn their bullpen. I mean, they used some bullpen guys, but nobody who's going to pitch in a high leverage situation. So the three guys that they pitch at the end of the game, Miller, Shaw, and Allen, are all rested, and they've got their best starting pitcher going tonight at home. To me, they're set up to win.
Yeah, they should be.
But you never know. And, man, you saw when that game instantly got out of hand, I guess the Grand Slam is what really put it out of reach. But what had them playing from behind was a lot of people have said, well, this Indians team is built just like the Royals team that won. And there's one significant difference in that Royals team. That Royals team had a great bullpen. You know, they didn't have any big superstar sluggers. But that Royals team was defensively great at almost every position. And the Indians outfield is like the Bad News Bears. They've got converted third basemen, converted catchers, the only two guys that are like legit outfielders, Rajay Davis and Coco Crisp, are like 100 years old.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a clown show out there at times, and that defensive gaffe in the first inning really just kind of blew the game open early. I mean, it's hard to come back off Arrieta when you're down 3-0 in the first.
Right. That game to me was over right then and there. And that's, the Indians have to be ahead. That's pretty much been their thing all year. Although I think it would be fun to see the Cubs have a 3-2 lead in the ninth and two outs and nobody on and then blow the game. That'd be kind of fun. Let's take some calls. Ray, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what's going on? Sports?
Sports.
Hey, so what are the odds that the Cleveland Indians win the World Series after the NBA Cleveland Cavaliers won the championship, and then to top it off, the Cleveland Browns beat the Dallas Cowboys this weekend? I'll hang up and I'll listen to you, see what you got to say.
I mean, the odds of all that happening are about 1%. I mean,
well, I think I'd say you give the Indians a 50-50 shot, at least.
Yeah, I think so.
And the Cavs are already in the house.
I mean, the Cubs are slightly favored, although I don't know why, but they are slightly favored tonight, which makes me glad that I've got two tickets, one at 160 and one at 200.
Yeah.
So I already feel like I've won.
But what did the Cubs price get to when it got to 3-1? Would it have been worth a cover that way?
I honestly didn't even look.
Yeah, I should have thought about that when it was 3-1.
Yeah.
Just mentioned that, but I like your chances, man. I think you're in a pretty good spot. But as far as the Browns beating the Cowboys, that's the one you're going to have trouble with.
Yep.
409 says, get off work every day at 7:30 and listen to the podcast on my way home. Got off early today, so I get to listen live. Love the show. Thank you, 409. We love the listeners. Oh, yeah. I forgot to mention, when I was walking over here from where I got dropped off, it started raining again. So. And I'm an idiot.
How far is the bus stop from here?
It's right across. Well, no, they changed it. It's actually like a block over on Sage. So Sage and Westheimer.
Okay.
So it's not that far.
I'm glad you're not riding the bus home.
Oh, no.
Imagine what that thing's like after dark.
I've never had to. Well, I have had to do that once. Yeah, that's not happening. There will be no. I'm not doing it again. That's it. I did it this one time because I didn't want to cause a scene. But some things are. It's just like if I want a good beer, I'm going to pay $18 for a beer as opposed to $2.
Yeah.
All right. What the hell? 713-780. ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776.
Did you hear, or did you read this, that, remember we used to work with Rula and Ryan?
Yeah.
That Ryan has prostate cancer?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he announced it on the show today, I guess. Yeah, I said in early July he found out that he did like a complete blood work thing, and then went to a urologist, had a prostate exam, and found a large mass. They had a biopsy, and it was indeed prostate cancer in an advanced state. Said it could have been in him for years.
Wow.
So, man, real thoughts and prayers.
Yeah.
So yeah, I haven't kept up with them. I still keep up with Eric and some of the guys over there, but Yo-J
now
and then. But I haven't talked to Ryan since we left.
That's, no, I haven't either.
That sucks.
Yeah. I've been raising. This is day two of Movember. And we did that. I did that Movember thing about 5 years ago.
Yeah, I remember you did.
And we raised like $1,400 or something like that. Pretty solid chunk. And had a few people donate already yesterday, and a couple more this morning. I think we're at like $115, $120.
Nice.
You know, we're on our way.
Yeah. Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah. But man, it's no joke. It's no joke. I tell you guys about this Man Center stuff. I'm not. That's real.
Yeah. That's well. And he's. I'm guessing he probably just didn't go to the doctor because he's always in shape and.
Yeah.
You know, that's a good reason for you to go. Hell no, I think I need to go get checked out, especially after sitting next to that chick on the bus.
Have you ever had that the prostate exam?
Yes. Not fun.
No?
No, I could. I probably shouldn't say that, but no, it wasn't fun.
Okay. When are you supposed to do that? When you're 50?
40, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I had it done at 40. I probably should have it done again because it's been 11 years.
Yeah, you probably do.
And yeah,
we should do that on the air.
No. No. Well, maybe your guys over there want to do it. We'll do it on the air.
I think that's a good idea.
You think?
Yeah.
Let's talk to them.
Well, I'll interview you while it's happening.
Yeah, I'll if they'll give me the full, I need a full physical anyway. If they'll give me the full physical and then do that exam, I'll do it on air.
Okay. I think that's a great idea.
There you go.
John, good idea?
I think so.
Okay.
So when are you?
Can we Facebook Live it?
Just don't.
If it's covered.
I mean, like, obviously we'll have it covered, but like, yeah, I mostly just want to see Fred's face while it's happening.
That's fine. I'll even do that.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. What the hell?
Okay.
Anything for the people.
We can do this at the end of the month after we take donations for everything. And maybe we can do like a huge thing.
I'll tell you what. I'll make a deal with you. Let's set a number that we want to raise. And if we do that.
You'll Facebook Live your prostate
exam. I will Facebook Live it.
What do you want to go with? Like a grand?
Let's do a grand.
Okay.
I think that's a fair number. I know people aren't. I mean, at the time. We did it last time. The old business was thriving, so people had money to give.
Yeah.
So we'll go with $1,000. We get to $1,000 on this, assuming your guys agree to this.
I bet they will. You talk to Brandon, John. Ask Brandon if they'd be willing to do that. I bet they would.
Yeah.
Get the word out for him anyway.
Yeah.
See, now where do you want to put this on, like a GoFundMe thing?
No, it'll be on my Movember thing.
Oh, so if we hit $1,000 on yours,
yeah,
okay.
On AJ's, we're trying to. This is how we're going to raise money. See, I like how we just come up with this stuff sometimes out of nowhere. Let's do it.
Another reason for you, it's going to, you know, an incentive for the listeners to donate to AJ instead of Raheel and
right.
the other people.
But they were going to vote, they were going to donate to those guys?
No, I'm just saying, if they did.
Who would do that?
281 says, I listen to them every morning. He said, since they caught it when they did, he's got a 95% chance of survival. He was optimistic.
That's good.
Yeah, that's very good. So let us know, can we get prostate exam t-shirts?
Maybe if we get a good picture of Fred's face.
It depends on how it goes now. I mean, I don't.
If we can get a good picture of Fred's face while the finger's in, maybe we can put that on a t-shirt.
I'm totally an exit-only kind of guy, so this is. I guarantee you it's going to be.
Have you ever had one?
Yeah, I had one when he was 40. It was 11 years
ago.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. David says ESPN.
Oh, well played.
ESPN 97.5.
Well played, sir.
I'm going to pay off the Man Centers guys to not use lube.
No. I'm not doing that now.
You're like, why does this hurt so much?
They better grease that puppy up like they're going to town, man.
All right. Quick break.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The sea has pulled itself upon me. Distracting, reacting.
Against my will, I stand beside my own reflection. ESPN 97.5.
Texas A&M Mississippi State College Football, 11 a.m. Saturday on ESPN 97.5, presented by Doggett Heavy Machinery.
Okay, and we're back on the Blitz. Sounded like she disappeared there for a second. You know it's slow in Texans world. You know it's a bye week when John McClain's tweeting out links to stories with headlines that say, Texans please with kicker Nick Novak.
Has John McClain said anything about his early defense of Art Briles?
I don't know. I honestly
feel like everyone who came out and supported Art Briles should have to come out and apologize now, because
honestly,
now we know.
I haven't really paid attention. I know he's on air over there, but he's usually when we are on, and I don't listen anyway. But I don't know.
Someone let me know if that's happened.
Tell us. Also, I have to correct something. Because I haven't seen this friend of hers in a couple of years. Apparently, she's lost a bunch of weight because she's going through a divorce.
Oh, that'll do it.
Yep. Every time.
Listen, how many cats does she own? 4 to 6?
I don't know, but there were at least 2 cats. The last time we visited them was like 4 years ago when they were still together, and they had 2 cats then.
Because just imagine what a divorced quilter with a bunch of cats running around her house. She has to get into some serious shape if she's going to go back to getting laid.
Well, I'll see her tonight, but apparently she's done real well.
Okay.
So.
How's the face?
It's cute. She had a cute face.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Great start to the show. I give it 2 thumbs up the butt.
Mm, well.
And then somebody says a finger per $1,000. No, I don't think so.
I think they, I mean, I don't know how many fingers they use for the exam. Is it just one? Or do they do 2 fingers so they can kind of roll it around?
I don't remember. I just remember thinking to myself, I'm never going to be able to flip teams.
But if we made $5,000, you would take a fist, right?
For $5,000, hell, I'll let them do a colonoscopy for $5,000.
Okay.
If you do
but
that.
That wouldn't be as fun, because then you'd have to be like, you'd have to be under anesthesia.
No, I don't think so. I think I think they just local that thing.
Really?
Yeah, because somebody did that on TV once.
Hmm.
So
I'd much rather see you get fisted, not by a doctor, just by like a regular
dude.
No,
that's not going to happen. You're gonna need at least $80,000, and that goes directly to me. That's not
okay,
for charity.
Okay, fine. $5,000, the doctor will do it. Can you imagine what these doctors would say? Like, hey, so we made $5,000 for men's health awareness. Can you do Fred's prostate exam with your entire hand? The doctor would be like, listen, I'm a professional. We don't have time for this nonsense. But then maybe he would do it.
713-780-ESPN is your number. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday, sooner or later.
Oh, I hope this happens.
What are the odds we get that $5,000?
I mean, I think we have
Listen, the guy's not going to put his... No, that's not happening. Come on. I will do something else painful. But I ain't doing that.
All right.
This is the first thing we've done since the pepper spray incident, I think.
Pretty
How
much
about it, 4 fingers, no,
no
thumb?
No, no, no. We're not playing the finger game. All right? No.
Because it's not a full fist if the thumb's not there.
Because I actually need to get a colonoscopy done, too. So
if they can
do that
without you being awake, or if they can do that with you being awake, that would be good.
Yeah, I think they can.
Okay.
Was it... it was that woman that used to be on in the mornings, and then she went off and did something else, and then Katie Couric, I think she did it on TV.
Katie Couric did it on TV?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I could be wrong about that. I drink a lot, and I'm old. And I don't know why I would know that, other than I must have seen it somewhere.
That's kind of sexy, right?
A little bit. Nick asked, Rick Wild Thing Vaughn will be at the game tonight. Odds he throws out the first pitch. I thought they made it pretty clear that they weren't going to let him.
Yeah, I heard rumors of it, and then I heard
that would be badass.
It would be smart of them, but I don't know. I don't know what their mindset is up there. If I were them, that's an automatic slam dunk. It would have been game one, in fact.
Yeah, but game 7 would be even better.
Yeah,
play that music when he comes out to throw out the first pitch. I'd get the play. Well, place could be riled up anyway. I don't think you're gonna rile him up anymore. But what are the odds this ends?
But it's weird for Charlie Sheen now because he's got AIDS and stuff. Maybe he doesn't have like. He can't throw the heat like he used to.
Maybe he's lost some on his fastball.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Excuse me, HIV, not AIDS.
Yeah.
People don't really get AIDS anymore, right?
Honestly, I don't know.
Like American people?
I haven't really paid any attention to it. I know that they've come a lot.
John, can you look up those numbers on AIDS and see if people are still getting that here?
I'm sure they are. All I know is that they've done a great job over the last few years of finding ways to treat both AIDS and HIV.
Right. I always hear about HIV still. I mean, not always. Not like it used to be. But I hardly hear of anyone getting AIDS.
What are the odds this ends in a not wise guys? 52%.
Yeah, we'll clear it with our bosses.
No, I think we'll be fine because I think the pepper spray incident, we talked about doing it, and then all of a sudden we just did it. But with this, we have to have like medical people there.
Right, there's
like,
gonna be everything a doctor. Set up. And the reality is, it'd be with a sponsor.
Right,
if the sponsor okayed it, you think our bosses are going to give us grief about it? No way.
And on top of that, we're raising money for a good cause.
Yeah,
I love this idea. I'm not excited about it, but I love it. I think it's great.
What's the age that you should start?
40. 40 is when it's supposed to get underway.
Yeah, they can do a colonoscopy when you're awake if you can tolerate general anesthesia.
Okay. You do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Have you ever had one of those?
No.
You're probably due for that.
I probably am due. That'll make it. And not only will it'll be a good thing because it'll also. You know, God forbid they find something, then people realize, hey, maybe I need to go get this done. Maybe I need to go to Man Centers. Hmm. And yeah, we'll do it live on air, play by play. It'll be awesome. Somebody says Jim Tomei is supposed to throw out the first pitch.
Yeah, that's boring.
Yeah, it is.
Love Your Own says $3,000 for a Go Cougs hand sign. That really only works if you're a chick, I think. Like that's not.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that physically.
Like, you're gonna jam your knuckles. Like, that's no good.
All right, so this is why you want to give to AJ to make this happen.
That's right.
Yeah, because if you give to Raheel, he'll give you a mustache ride.
He's not even going to really do that.
Yeah, like, no. That was his promise. He'll give you a mustache.
But he's a liar.
Right? Yeah.
He's lying.
We're going to really do this.
Because he's not going to give a guy a mustache. Right?
So also, you can also donate to Travis Johnson, Patrick Creighton, Steve Bunin.
No.
I'm just getting the info out there.
I'm just telling you who's going to give. Who else is going to Facebook Live?
A colonoscopy?
Yeah. If you donate to me, I will Facebook Live my coworker getting a finger in his butt. All right? No one else can promise you that. There's no one else who's going to give you that deal. It's me. So get out there. Use your vote on me because that's what I'm promising. That's my campaign promise.
Is it on your Twitter, the link?
I tweeted it out yesterday. I'll tweet it out again.
You should pin it on your profile.
That's a good idea, John. You're very wise.
Gosh, the things I do for this show. See... You guys caught me in the right mood because I got to vent about the bus ride, so I got it out of my system and I was feeling good. And now I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll do this. Hey, I won the Bedrock City gift card and shirt yesterday. Went by their shop and it was awesome. Was there for 2 hours and still didn't see everything. Thanks, Blitz. I'm telling you, that place is cool. If you're a nerd like me. What are the odds AJ says shake that bear as Fred gets his exam done?
I might. I am going to have to play some romantic music in the background, some mood music.
Play some Judas Priest. Be perfect. Let's
shake that bear. Shake that bear.
I might play Nine Inch Nails Down in a Hole. That's a good one.
And Judas Priest Grinder.
Yeah, there's a couple.
There's some songs we can work up for this. Let's grab some phone calls on What Are the Odds Wednesday. Mike, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, what do y'all think about the Indians as a small dog tonight at home? I'm thinking it's easy money tonight. I'm about to farm on them. And I'm thinking Adam Clayton will probably pay $5,000 to have a fist shoved up his asshole. What do y'all think about that?
Dude, no, you can't say that.
You can't say that. And Adam Clayton's a married man. I don't know.
Whatever. I don't know. Sometimes. So John Travolta.
That's true.
But
so we got two a-holes dropped in consecutive days.
One by a guess.
What's going on with you guys? Come on.
Oh, man.
It's a fun first 45 minutes.
It's been different. Quite the show as I envisioned when I got here today.
Yeah, I didn't plan on this.
Yeah, but that's okay. Those are usually the ones that wind up the best. That's when people get pepper sprayed. Frobius, Kenny G, and scented candles. Yeah, we could have some fun with this. Let's Let's squeeze on Ray real quick. What's up, Ray?
Hey, what's up, sports guys?
Sports to you.
All right. I wanted to ask you about the Vikings, and I don't know if y'all have talked about it yet, but North Turner recently just resigned from the offensive coordinator position, and I just wanted to know y'all's take on it. And also, too, what are the odds? I mean, I know the Vikings have done good so far, but what are the odds that y'all see them actually making it out the first round of the playoffs, if they do?
It depends on the matchup. I still think defensively they're so good. They're going to win a lot of games. They just have to get the lead. I don't think – and North Turner I like a lot, but from every indication reading those stories, he was kind of checking out and didn't really want to coach this year. And they've got Shurmur, and he's been Bradford's OC before, and so I don't think you're going to see a huge change there. I just don't know that they've got enough. Now, if they get Adrian Peterson back late in the year and he's actually healthy – maybe. I just don't know if they have enough offense to be much of a threat in the NFC. But guess what? I can say that about a bunch of teams over there.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a random idea here. If you are looking for action on the game and you're not getting a huge price on either team at this point, it's like the caller said, they're a slight dog, -124, the Cubs, +114, the Indians. Just a way to maybe kind of juice that up a little bit, if you do think the Indians win tonight, you can get a prop bet that's Corey Kluber, MVP, +170. If the Indians win tonight, it's going to be because Corey Kluber pitches his ass off, and he already pitched his ass off once in game one, and nobody on the Indians has really done enough to warrant being the MVP, like had some sort of blowaway series. So if their starting pitcher, if their ace wins two games, my guess is that three games, right?
Yeah, a lock, right?
So if the Indians win, Corey Kluber's the MVP. So that may be your way to kind of juice up your profit a little bit, because that's +170 now for Corey Kluber as MVP. If you think the Indians win tonight,
I like that play.
Well, thanks.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go, or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. And tonight at 7, Soccer Matters with Glenn Freaking Davis. It is What Are the Odds Wednesday if you want to get in. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Did you see what happened to Brian Baldinger?
No.
He made some comments about how the Eagles should put a bounty on to hit Ezekiel Elliott. And, later on he said he was joking, but that's the kind of thing you say, oh, yeah, you should. I think he's just trying to say you need to go pop that dude. And maybe it was a dumb way to do it.
No, it's definitely a dumb way to do it.
Yeah, it's dumb enough that he got suspended 6 months by NFL Network. That seems insane, man.
Yeah, that's a little.
And we say worse stuff than that every single day here.
Yeah.
Now, I guess we're not NFL Network, but man, that's.
I mean, I just recommend. I just hinted that I would pay off a medical professional to basically torture you,
assault me.
Yeah, I think assault you.
Yeah, you did. That's probably worse. I'm gonna go with that. But 6 months for that.
Yeah. That's the whole football season.
Yeah. I'm guessing that they were unhappy with him and wanting to replace him anyway, and this gave him an excuse.
Yeah.
But
Well, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I'm looking at here's your other off week Texan story, just in case you're curious. Mike Vrabel sees toughness from Texans John Simon.
I've noticed that too.
God, it's preseason all over again.
It really is.
Training camp.
We could just break the news cycle and not talk about the Texans this week.
Exactly. I think that's what they should do. It's like, hey, you know what? You guys are off a week. We'll take a week off.
Yeah, here's an idea. There's 31 other teams in the NFL. I think there's like 26 playing this week.
It costs you money to send somebody to go actually do something on one of those other teams.
Oh, wouldn't want to do that.
Or you just go cheap and use wire services. It is funny because that's
Cowboys are playing, though. You could go cover them.
You could.
Saints are playing. That wouldn't cost too much.
Depends on – they're not at home this week, though.
No.
So you'd have to go travel wherever. The thing is, that's what gets them the most hits is Texan story. So they're going to keep doing them every day, just like ESPN.
But aren't people going to be, I mean, like us, sort of just not wanting to hear about it right now?
No.
Is somebody really clicking on that?
Yeah.
Mike Vrabel sees toughness in John Simon.
Oh, yeah.
Who clicks on that?
Hardcore fan.
That's a weird guy who clicks on that link. I don't want to be friends with that guy.
Well, could be a girl.
No, girls don't care about John Simon's toughness.
I don't know, girls.
Girls don't care about that stuff.
I don't know. They may like him. But for some reason, those are the ones that get the most hits. And it's kind of like what ESPN's doing with carpet bombing us with Cubs stuff now, because their Cubs stories are getting monster hits. So if the Cubs win tonight, you're going to be reading about it for the next month. They're going to just keep doing it.
Yeah.
Which is why I've been staying off ESPN.com. But that's what works. Hey, I do the same thing. I monitor every single thing I put on the site and see how many hits it gets. And if it gets a bunch, we bring it back. And if it doesn't, it just kind of dies. So the gambling guide gets the most hits, so I can't quit doing it.
No.
Even though I wanted to. I was like, I want to quit doing it, but people like that. Let's squeeze in a quick call. Zeke, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yes. So I got a quick question for you. What are the odds that Savage gets under center this year before the season goes?
Man, you had to do something about that phone, brother.
Yeah, listen.
Was it Savage you were asking about?
What are the odds Savage gets under center at some point?
93.6%, because they may be way behind in a game and they throw him out there, or way ahead in a game. Well, way behind in a game.
Right.
Or
could get injured.
Osweiler could twist his ankle and miss a few plays.
Do I think that they're going to have a healthy scratch and let Tom Savage start over, like bench Osweiler? I don't think so.
Less than 2%. So
odds are long on that one. Yeah. All right, guys, got to tell you about my friends at Dirt Free and what they've got going right now. Like they do every fall, you can go to the Texas Renaissance Festival and get your carpets cleaned before the holidays, and you can do it both with one call right now to Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning. 281-DIRT-FREE. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for just $150, and they'll give you tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival for free. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt Free. The other guys, they're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that'll make your family sick. That's never the case with Dirt Free. These guys have the best science in the game, and they're doing it in a way that is not harmful to your family, not harmful to your pets, not harmful to you, most importantly. For over 30 years, Dirt Free has been cleaning upholstery, floors, and Oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Give them a call right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll do 3 rooms of carpet for just $150, and you'll get free tickets to the Texas Renaissance Fest while supplies last. That's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Remember the moment, you know exactly where you're going, because the next moment before you know what time is slow and then it's
your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.